You know, you may not even know it, but you have probably been touched by tiki culture. That's the name people give to pseudo-Polynesian or Hawaiian-style artifacts. You know, bamboo torches by the swimming pool, hula girls, Hawaiian shirts, little tropical umbrellas in the drink that you may wish you had about now. This weekend, hundreds of people are celebrating tiki culture at an annual convention. For member station KQED, Alex Cohen is covering the Tiki Oasis.
Ole! Ole! It's showtime!
Hear the word tiki, and Disneyland often springs to mind. In 1963, the theme park opened up the Enchanted Tiki Room, featuring hundreds of singing birds, flowers, and tiki carvings.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Many enthusiasts trace the roots of tiki pop culture to Southern California. At the Tiki Tea Bar in L.A., Mike Buin serves potent tropical drinks and tells customers how America invented its own pseudo-Polynesia. He says it all started in the 1930s with an island-themed bar called Don the Beachcomber. Prohibition had just ended and rum was the cheapest booze around.
So what they did is they got the idea, since it was so cheap, they started fooling around and mixing it with, you know, some pineapple juice and orange, lime, sugar, and tasted it. And they go, wow, this tastes really good.
Drinks with names like The Zombie and The Vicious Virgin quickly became a big hit with Hollywood stars like Clark Gable and Bing Crosby. Soon, a slew of tropical-themed bars and restaurants like Tiki Tea and Trader Vic's opened across the country. Tiki really took off after World War II when nostalgic vets returned from the South Pacific. Just down the road from Tiki Tea lives Sven Kirsten, a German filmmaker and author of The Book of Tiki, regarded by many as the Tiki Bible. Kirsten's home is a tiki shrine. There are vintage matchbooks, ceramic mugs fashioned to look like tiki gods, and CDs with the dreamy island music of Martin Denny. Kirsten's Book of Tiki is filled with old photos of conservative Leave It to Beaver types devouring poo-poo platters, downing Mai Tais, and putting the worries of the world behind them. Kirsten says tiki was a perfect exotic escape for Americans in the Eisenhower era.
They were very much restrained by the Puritan morals that they had grown up with, and they used the Polynesian culture and lifestyle as sort of an alternative reality.
Tiki grew so popular in the 50s and 60s that it expanded beyond bars and restaurants to motels, theme parks, bowling alleys, and even apartment buildings. But tiki began fizzling out in the 70s and 80s. Nowadays, there are only a few historic tiki bars and restaurants left. That may soon change. Tiki, apparently, is making a comeback. Just ask Otto von Stroheim. He's the editor of San Francisco-based Tiki News, a newsletter and online forum.
In January of 1995, I launched the magazine with a mailing list of about 150 people that were my friends and people I had contacted off the internet.
The allure of tiki culture was so strong that Tiki News quickly grew to a subscription base of several thousand worldwide. This popularity of Tiki News led von Stroheim to organize the annual Tiki Oasis Gathering.
In a Hawaiian village at Waikiki, tropical hula heaven across the sea, building a little cottage for you and me.
This weekend, hundreds of tiki aficionados are gathering at the Caliente Tropics, a historic tiki motel in Palm Springs. They've been enjoying poolside lessons on tiki history, DJs spinning tiki tunes, and several modern-day musicians like the Maikai Gents of Los Angeles.
Living like Hama Aina's, our dreams come true.
Lead singer and ukulele player Iuka Grog, otherwise known as Judd Finkelstein, says he's interested in all things retro, especially tiki.
It's a world of jungles and exoticness and provocative women dancing with fire and rum cocktails. I mean, how could it be bad?
For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.